Chapter 4. Ludwig's Odyssey. The rain was still coming down in torrents as Ludwig bounded through the grasslands towards the dark forest.
Thank goodness I've been doing all those exercises. Otherwise, I don't think I would have made it this far, he thought as he panted for breath.
The dark forest loomed large, but with his keen sense of vision, Ludwig saw a winding pathway ahead. As he was very sensitive to sound, he could hear the forest trees rustling amongst themselves. They didn't sound too friendly. The dark forest was getting thicker, and the branches were becoming entangled with one another.
Get out! Get out! They seemed to wail,
and the trees moved closer together to block the pathway.
Which way are the mountains?
Hissed a slightly panicked Ludwig to himself as he jumped from one tree to another in a fast and agile manner.
I am the warrior pussycat of all pussycats, he growled
to give himself confidence. But the trees did not seem to take much notice, and they started to shake their branches forcefully.
You can't get me. I have an excellent sense of balance,
Ludwig boasted to the tree branches. But they shook so violently, he did nearly fall off and just hung on by his jet black tail. Whilst hanging upside down, he heard,
psst, psst, psst.
And looking down was his old friend, the very fat Robo Mouse.
Hurrah! It is very fat Robo Mouse to my rescue. He still looks deliciously yummy,
purred Ludwig with a chuckle.
But I better not eat my saviour.
Ludwig, this way through the undergrowth, squeaked the very fat Robo Mouse.
Ludwig dropped to the ground and they gave each other a silent high five. And the very fat Robo Mouse led the way through the undergrowth. It was prickly and seemed to try and grab their legs with high-pitched wailing.
Leave us alone or we will get you.
So the two old friends went as fast as they could to get out of that most unfriendly forest and nasty undergrowth. They emerged at the foothills of the mountains, a bit scratched and battered, but they didn't care. They had made it out.
Meow, meow, thank you, thank you,
purred an elated Ludwig.
You are welcome, squeaked back the very fat Robo Mouse.
Ludwig looked at him closely and purred.
Very fat Robo Mouse, you have got grey whiskers and a white patch of hair on the top of your head.
Time has passed, squeaked the very fat Robo Mouse,
and he smiled fondly at his old pussycat friend, who had not changed a bit, except perhaps that he looked fitter than ever.
Hey, is the Intelfant nursery still at the top of the mountains? I've got to talk to them urgently.
I'll fill you in on the way,
Ludwig trilled anxiously. As quickly and quietly as possible, they climbed the mountains. The awkward-looking trees were still there and rustled a friendly message.
Come this way. You are near the top. Here are the nursery caves. Hurry, let's go inside,
purred an excited Ludwig as he leapt in, followed by the very fat Robo Mouse. It was dark, but Ludwig could see everything clearly, as cats see very well in the dark. He called out quietly,
Intelfants, it's me, Mr. Ludwig. Are you in here with your babies? I need your help.
A soft murmuring started, and then, with a louder whirr, a lady Intelfant said,
Mr. Ludwig, how wonderful to see you again.
And she rolled her R's in delight and licked him. Oh, what joy for Mr. Ludwig. It was baby Intelfant all grown up and with babies of her own now. They were so pleased to see each other.
Mrs. Intelfant, we desperately need your help.
The very fat Robo-Mouse nodded eagerly in agreement.
The evil Hugo Sogo is still here in Gleesphere. Somehow, he is stealing rain and water from the wildflower meadows and woodlands and starting fires with his lightning,
rushed Ludwig.
Why?
Asked another very serious Intelfant.
We don't know why, but please come and help us save the woodlands, which are on fire. The butterflies and bumblebees are in such danger.
Ludwig almost sobbed. So, the adolescent Intelfants, and as many adults as possible, because some had to stay to look after the nursery, started to make their lumbering way down the mountains. This time, they went down the other side to miss that dark, unfriendly forest. As they got to the end of the mountains, they came upon a swamp.
Squelch, belch,
went the ground as the Intelfants marched over it.
Phew, what I stink,
squealed the very fat Robo-Mouse.
It's like a thousand farts being let off together,
chortled Ludwig.
Everyone, roared Mrs. Intelfant, tie your trunks into a knot so you can't smell this eggy gas. Very fat Robo-Mouse and Mr. Ludwig, jump up onto my back and try and hold your noses with your tails.
They jumped up onto her back and tried to hold their noses with their tails, but it was almost impossible, and they were both gagging and laughing at the same time. The Intelfants lumbered on. It was just as well they were on Mrs. Intelfant's back, as the swamp got deeper and deeper and more smelly, until it was almost unbearable. Just when Very Fat Robo-Mouse and Ludwig thought they would pass out because of the foul stink, the Intelfants unwound their trunks, and with a loud roar, they galumphed as quickly as they could out of the swamp and down towards the river, where they rushed in. What a delight for them all! Except, of course, Ludwig. They sprayed each other with water to wash off the revolting, smelly swamp. Everyone got thoroughly wet and overjoyed they were clean again. Ludwig purred earnestly.
Please, everyone, we must hurry. This way. I can still see the flames in the woodlands.
When the firefighting party got to the woodlands, thousands of brightly coloured butterflies were fluttering on the edge of the fire. Their four wings were beating madly, and their antennae were waving in the wind. There was thick smoke everywhere. The fire had to be put out. Meanwhile, back in the palace, there were shouts of laughter and excited yelling coming from the royal throne room. Hugo Sogo and BK were playing snakes and ladders on an extremely large board that was placed on the marble floor. After throwing his dice, Hugo Sogo shouted out,
I've got to the top of the ladder!
BK rolled his dice and said,
Beat you! I am now sliding down to the bottom of the snake.
And he nervously tapped his walking stick on the board as Bombini and the bumblebees buzzed anxiously around his head, trying to tell him about the woodland fire. Hugo Sogo said,
You slide down that snake and I will climb up this ladder. Hurrah, look at me. I am the winner.
And he stretched himself out like an elongated purple hand and small flickers of flame came off the top of his head. He just loved boasting and being top dog. BK smiled gently and said,
Of course you are, Your Majesty.
As Hugo Sogo walked back to his throne, he scoffed.
Now we must settle how you want your rainwater delivered to your bumblebees.
Unfortunately, BK had not realised that he should not look straight into Hugo Sogo's eyes, because when he did, he was hypnotised into becoming his servant. Nor did BK realise this evil man still wanted to be the one and only ruler of Gleesphere. Hugo Sogo was still trying to conquer the planet by stealing the rainwater and the ice water from the ice hill.
This meant there was not enough water for the wildflower meadows and woodlands, and some of those places had started to turn into stony deserts. He then planned to make the inhabitants of Glisfia believe he was their saviour by getting his soldiers to water every evening, making sure not one drop was wasted until the stony deserts became green again. At this precise moment, in marched a troop of elongated soldiers with elongated purple hands blazoned onto their tunics.
Your Majesty, the leader bowed and said, there is a large fire in the woodlands. What would you like us to do?
Hugo Sogo was very devious, and he thought, this is the opportunity to become the saviour of Glisfia. Trying not to sneer, he barked out his orders.
Everyone, go and fill up your elongated purple hands with the stolen rainwater in the tanks under the royal throne room. Be ready to march within the next 5 minutes.
BK looked worried.
What can we do to help? He asked in a frail voice.
All of you come with me. We march to save the woodlands, snapped Hugo Sogo.
Bombini had never looked directly into Hugo Sogo's eyes, so she had never been hypnotized into being his servant. She murmured to her most trustworthy bumblebees, together we will quickly go and find the what-if kids. We must tell them everyone is on their way to fight the fires, but be very careful. Something is wrong. I overheard Hugo Sogo saying he is storing his stolen rainwater underneath the royal throne room. So off they flew, and no one noticed. As Hugo Sogo and his party of soldiers marched along the river road, the thunder rolled overhead and the lightning flashed. Hugo Sogo stretched his elongated purple arms and hands and waved them in the air.
Not now, my friends, he intoned. Thunderclap and lightning bolt, your time will come later.
And he laughed an evil laugh. As they approached the woodlands, they could see that Ludwig, Intel Fance, and the very fat Robo Mouse were trying to put out the fire, but it was just too large and fierce. Hugo Sogo thought he saw some insects whispering to Ludwig, but he knew he was so much more powerful than that silly little cat, so he took no notice. But it was Bombini and the bumblebees passing on their secret message. They then flew straight back to be beside BK.
Soldiers, elongated hands off your tunics, Hugo Sogo ordered. Fire away,
and thousands of elongated purple hands that looked rather like swords started spraying the fire with water. BK and some of his bumblebees were cheering them on, and so were the butterflies. And then the Intel Fans joined in. The large cheeky rain cloud came over again, and Hugo Sogo ordered it to dump its rain, which it did with a flourish, and the fire was put out.
Hooray for Hugo Sogo, they all called out. He has saved our woodland. My dear friends, smiled a very satisfied Hugo Sogo.
And in that spooky sing-song voice, he said,
I will do everything to save your planet from drought and to keep you all safe. I am the greatest leader of all. You can all call me Your Majesty.
And he sneered behind the back of his hand. And they did, with everyone shouting,
Well done, Your Majesty.
Bombini looked on, horrified. She had to save her gentle master, BK.
Something is not right here, said a worried, very fat Robo-Mouse. I have to quickly scamper back to the city of Gleeway and talk to my mices. We have to make a plan to stop Hugo Sogo.
Ludwig waved his tail in agreement. As they set off, there came a faint voice.
Ludwig, come home. Please come home.
It sounded like 9-year-old Juniper Chase calling.
I have to hurry home for a bit, Ludwig meowed. And he thought, I hope Juniper's magical what-if powers can reach me here. But I better give it a go myself. What if...
And in the flash, he was back in the Illawarra Flame Tree. He bolted the portal shut with a large old brass key and scampered down the branches, meowing all the way until he jumped into Juniper's arms.
Wow! Welcome home, you wonderful warrior pussycat, said Juniper. Lots to tell, Ludwig meowed back.
I was worried you had got lost, Ludwig, said Dad.
Jew performed a fabulous welcome back curtsy for Ludwig. She then noticed two brightly coloured robins zooming in and out of the tree.
Look how those robins fly, Dad. It's amazing. You know, I want to fly when I get older, as I'm going to be an astronaut.
You will fly, my lovely Jew. No doubt about that, said Dad. Out rushed River, and he hugged Ludwig.
Hey, have you heard the joke about the cat and the astronaut?
But before he could give them an answer, they tumbled him to the ground and started to tickle him.
We don't want to know the answer, they screamed in delight. Well, I don't know it either, said River with a mischievous grin,
and he rushed back into the house, being chased by Juniper, Jew, Ludwig, and Dad.